All right. So Rob suggested that I make my then change the name to just Evidence Matters, period, which is probably a very good idea. But I am here to talk about how the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline used evidence from focus groups and other evaluations to create a online youth campaign, which is called You Matter. For those of you who don't know, the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is a network of crisis centers across the country. People can call the number and they'll be directed to they'll reach a crisis counselor who can talk to them about their feelings, suicide or depression or any other distressing feelings that they're having. And the Lifeline has been, well, I don't have any financial relationships to disclose. I should mention that the Lifeline has been funded through a grant from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration since 2005. And they helped, they funded this evaluation as well. But if you don't have money for a bus ad or for TV ads, you should really pay attention to this campaign because basically the funding was limited to the evaluation and then we did everything else on a one string of a shoestring. When we started this project in 2011, our objective was to promote the Lifeline to young adults. We knew young adults were attempting at higher rates than the population, but they weren't calling the Lifeline on pace with the population. We do periodic evaluations to kind of find out basic demographic information on who's calling the Lifeline. These studies are a little few and far between, but one thing that was very consistent was that young adults weren't really calling. However, they were online. So we knew that in whatever way we wanted to reach them, we would have to go online. Our goals for the campaign were to promote connectedness, both to peer-to-peer and then also to the Lifeline, and to normalize help-seeking behavior, to build trust in the Lifeline, and then to also increase resiliency. And one of the ways we did that was through protective types of stories that Linda talked about earlier. Of course, this being 2011, knowing that we needed to go online wasn't enough. We needed to kind of find out how exactly we would do that. And whenever we were doing our study with the focus groups and then also some of the environmental scan that I'll talk about in a minute, we did throw a lot of ideas out there. We thought maybe we'll do ads on Hulu or iHeartRadio. Maybe, you know, video ads would be one way to do it. We threw a lot of different ideas out there, and I'm really going to focus on the ones that were the most meaningful. And I should also mention that at the time, the Lifeline did already have a website and social media platforms as well, but we wanted to create something that would really talk to youth. So our first step was to find other online youth campaigns for suicide prevention to determine what wasn't working. We did find, while there are several campaigns out there, and I would argue that there could even be lots more. This isn't an area where there should just be one, especially with this younger demographic. We found some holes that we could fill, like speaking to the viewpoint of the target audience and using messages that would give young adults a sense of not being alone. So our first step was to talk to our target, well, our first step, I guess not really our first step, but one of the first steps of this part of the evaluation was to create a couple of different focus groups. So we got, we had a group of survivors, and those were people who had thoughts of suicide or had previously attempted suicide, and then friends of those people, friends of people who had previously attempted suicide or had thoughts of suicide, and then the general population, and those were people with no relationship to suicide or suicidal thoughts whatsoever. We also created an advisory panel of experts in youth suicide prevention in the youth demographic. These findings are from the top-line report, and they're distilled down for this presentation, but if anyone's interested in receiving the top-line report, I'm happy to let me know, and I'll email it to you. All of our focus groups agreed that real stories about youth suicide would be most effective. when I say real stories about suicide, I'm not talking about real stories of people actually attempting suicide. I'm talking more about protective stories. So, for example, so these are five bloggers that are blogging for You Matter right now. They're aged 14 to 23, and they write about all kinds of different things. One of them wrote a post called 100 Things to Do Instead of Self-Harm. Whenever I talked to that blogger and I said, 100 is a lot. Maybe we could do 25 or 50. She said, no, this is my list. This is my list of 100 things that I do whenever instead of self-harm. So these are very much real stories. Another one of the bloggers wrote a story about how she handled her sister's suicide attempt. So the vast majority of the content for this campaign, which is the blog You Matter, is written by young adults and these young adults. We have six, this is the first cohort actually of the volunteers. They blog for 6 months and then we'll move into another cohort. Before that, we had a couple of interns who were doing it. So with the exception of the very few things that I've written, everything has been written by people under the age of 24. We learned that the young adults wanted one clear message, and that's something that other people have talked about in their campaigns. But we needed a message that would work for survivors and then friends of survivors, as well as the general population. So the message we came up with is, you matter, your life matters. While we wanted the focus groups to inform our campaign, we never let their ideas trump what we knew about safe messaging, which Linda referred to earlier. So for example, some people in the general population wanted us to have statistics like one person attempts suicide or dies by suicide every 15 minutes. Even though the general population thought this would be good because they wanted us to draw attention to the problem of youth suicide, we just didn't do it because we didn't want to normalize that behavior. So this is one of the big lessons that we learned that has been talked about a little bit already in regards to the Veterans Campaign. No one likes suicide. And it's important in this day, since we are so active in social media, specifically Facebook, to make things that people are going to like, right? I already kind of knew that people didn't like the word suicide, but I was really, really blown away with how many people, pretty much every single person, that we talked to said they would absolutely, under no circumstance, like anything with the word suicide in it. So that was a really big takeaway message for us. At the same time, the survivors, and those are people who had thoughts of suicide or previously attempted suicide, really wanted us to come up with some soft messages. They wanted images that were comforting and not dramatic. One thing that they wanted to know was what happens when people call the lifeline. And so we created that graphic, and actually that learning was something we later on put into the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline website as well, to really let people know what happens when they call. The friend group thought it would be a good idea to include images of youth doing everyday activities to demonstrate that depression can happen to anyone. So from that idea, we came up with a series called What to Expect, which usually takes a personal, it's kind of a transition story, usually, which is told from one of our bloggers. So we have a What to Expect when you have to move back in with your parents, which is an issue that a lot of young adults deal with. Now, that doesn't necessarily cause suicide, but it can, it's a trouble, right, that young adults have, and it can add on to a lot of other things. What to expect when you lose a job, or what to expect when you can't find one. Those types of transitional issues that can create lots of problems. Okay. So I didn't. I wanted to talk about how we kind of came up with what we our final product, but I would really encourage everyone to check out. Oh, it looks like I've got a hanging G. youmatter.suicidepreventionlifeline.org. And I also want to give a shout out to Eileen Zeller at SAMHSA and Nicole Vincent and ICF International for conducting a lot of the evaluation study and for funding the evaluation study, and of course to the U Matter bloggers, because without them we wouldn't have all of this important content.